faced with death. One night, I suddenly became very ill. I went to the bathroom, hoping not to disturb my husband. Soon I realized that I was losing consciousness and felt as if I were passing on. It came to me that I could make a choice. I could pass on or I could refuse to pass on. I had 4 young children. I felt strongly that it was right for me to live for their sakes. I must not die. So I refused to yield to the suggestion of dying and clung to the fact that God is life, the only life. Therefore, I was sure that my life was safe and well in God's loving care. I called out. My husband heard me and came to my aid. He helped me back into bed, and together we declared spiritual truths that we remembered from the Bible and from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. All fear soon left me, and I was confident that healing was quickly taking place. The phrase, "I love thy way of freedom, Lord," came to me. It was from hymn 136 from the Christian Science hymnal. I opened the hymnal and prayed with the words of that hymn. Then I memorized all the words so I could ponder them through the night. I was completely healed with no after effects. I rose the next morning fresh and well, able to be the active wife and mother that I normally was. My heart overflowed with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God for this quick healing that came about as a result of my study of Christian Science. These are the words from the hymn that helped me so much. They were written by Violet Hay. I love thy way of freedom, Lord. To serve thee is my choice. In thy clear light of truth, I rise. And listening for thy voice, I hear thy promise, old and new, that bids all fear to cease. My presence still shall go with thee, and I will give thee peace. Though storm or discord cross my path, thy power is still my stay. Though human will and woe would check my upward soaring way. All unafraid, I wait the while thy angels bring release. For still thy presence is with me, and thou dost give me peace. I climb with joy the heights of mind, to soar o'er time and space. I yet shall know, as I am known, and see thee face to face. So time and space and fear are not. My quest shall never cease. Thy presence ever goes with me, and thou dost give me peace.